Welcome to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you from the Cargo District Recording Studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we discuss the most fascinating topics of life. I'm Tyler Yaw with my co-host, Chris Kelly, and each week we interview a special guest to learn how they acquired their wisdom over a glass of whiskey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and enjoy Whiskey and Wisdom.
Welcome back to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, everybody. We have a new setup today. We are actually in the Azalea Station, a new cocktail bar that's in here. They're also serving coffee during the weekdays from, I believe, 8 until 1 p.m., which is one of my new favorite coffee shops.
Yep.
It just has such a beautiful background that there wasn't anyone in here today. We decided to take advantage of it. Thank you, Billy.
Ask forgiveness.
Yes.
But this episode is just me and Tyler. We're going to do a little quick one, talk about some of the stuff we've gone over on the podcast over the past 2 years, struggles, and also the ADHD brains that we have.
We have coming up and
yeah,
some other fun stuff. And to get that rolling, let's talk about what we're sipping on now, because you're going to see a lot more of this brand in the future.
So we picked up a bottle of the Crown Royal Salted Caramel. It's one of their like holiday themed versions. I guess it only comes out around Christmas.
Yeah.
The bottle's kind of like classic Crown, but it does have the little sleeve that comes with it is orange, which is like my third favorite color. So I'll take it.
Behind which two?
Well, green's number two right now, and technically Midnight Blue's number one.
Gotcha.
So what you got over there for the notes? To say anything for you?
I don't have anything about notes on here other than I can probably assume that salted caramel is probably going to be one of the main flavors coming out of this one. What I was reading actually is to make the caramel apple, the ingredients are 3/4 ounce of the salted caramel flavored whiskey, 1 ounce of the Crown Royal Regal apple flavored whiskey, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 4 ounces of ginger ale, and fresh apple slices to flavor.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we'll check it out. Sounds
pretty good. Cheers.
Cheers.
That is sugary.
Oh, that's called a hangover.
Yeah. Don't drink too much of this, guys.
This would taste amazing with like apple cider, like mulled cider. I saw something about that the other day. We threw a party a couple weeks ago, and they were like, if you're making spice cider, make sure you throw in a little bit of lemon, because it like makes the pop, that added little bit of citrus. Yeah,
I can see that.
It's really kind of nice. But yeah, you can taste the caramel, though.
It's very strong caramel, a little bit of salt, very sweet.
I'm going to have to, like, I've always been curious as, like, how they add flavors into whiskey. And so I'd love for us to go somewhere and figure that out one of these days.
Maybe for 2024. How in 2023, I went down to Charleston.
Yes.
To go to all the distilleries. Go to Crown Royal and a few of the other ones that are close by. And we can ask those questions.
Crown is not local.
Well, it's almost.
Canadian.
I know, but I'm saying maybe not 2024, but 2026.
Okay.
I mean, 2024, I'm thinking we should probably do like the whiskey trail.
I was going to shoot for 2025, do the whiskey trail. And then 2024, do a North Carolina visit.
I like that. Yeah. Like Southern Star.
Yes.
I think that'd be a good one to go to.
And then Weldon Mills.
Yeah. They have some good stuff coming out of there now too.
So keep an eye out. We'll be doing some new
travels,
checking it out. But to get us started, why are we solo dolo on this podcast today?
We are solo today because we had a cancellation today. This is the honest reason why. But other than that, we thought it'd be fun to jump on here, just us two, and talk about some of the struggles as podcasters that we have, some of the updates that we're doing, and just the real life of a podcaster.
Yes. I know everyone hears podcasts, hear the I'm the asshole ones and all the the trivia questions, which we would love to do as a separate podcast one of these days. Mm-hmm. And by we, I mean Chris would love to. So keep an eye out for that. But being a podcaster is fun, but stressful, I guess.
Yeah.
From the get-go, it was a lot. I mean, it's a lot of editing. I know Tyler does like 99% of it. Actually, 99.6. And so I know it takes up a lot of time. And I'm not saying that to dissuade anybody from starting a podcast. I want people to realize, like, it's not just the, hey, quick, show up, disappear.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons, too. I sent something out on the Cargo District Studios Instagram the other day, where if you just show up 21 times on a podcast, you've already beat out 99% of podcasts.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And the reason for that is exactly what Chris was saying, is there's a lot of time and effort that comes up in the front, or money. So in order to be successful at this, you either need to have a lot of time or have a lot of money.
Yes.
And what we decided to do is kind of meet somewhere in between.
Yep.
So we invested in relatively nice equipment, especially for novices, because that's part of the Cargo District Studios point, is bring people in that don't have the massive crew behind them. They can come in, start up, and just click record and go. So that's kind of how the setup came about. And then when it comes to editing, you can either turn GarageBand on and learn the skills from 0 to 100. And this is where the money part comes in for us, is we've done a lot and a lot of research and a lot of trial and error of finding out what, I guess AI is probably one of the best ways to put it. There's a lot of AI that's involved. There's a lot of software that's self-learning. So when you put it in, it does a lot of the editing for you, especially for the quality that we're looking to put out.
Yeah.
So you don't need to spend 6 hours for a 1 hour podcast editing all of it.
Well, and I think that's the thing, is you just need to start spending mm-hmm. money or spending some time, like we do at the Cargo District Studios, just showing up to record. And we started out from the get-go, like, hey, we want to do this length of podcast, and that didn't work. And so we had to make changes, mm-hmm. and then we changed to a different time frame. And we were like, nope, we don't like that. So I don't think you ever need to be 100% when it comes to starting your podcast. You just need to have an idea, because you can always pivot. Like you say, if you show up 21 times, you're doing better than most people. And then at 21 times, think about it. If you do 3 episode arcs, you can do like 7 different pivots. Yeah. If the first 6 episodes, you're like, well, I tried this and I didn't love it, or I wasn't catching traction, you know, what about that episode 7 that you put out? Totally different angles, different vibe. You could be getting something totally new.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Even what we've been doing, it's not necessarily been on purpose, but it's just the way that it's kind of fallen, is it's about after every 12 episodes, about once a quarter, mm-hmm. we're doing something to change it up. So now we decided to invest in an actual video camera, start with the YouTube process. A little bit more difficult than I was expecting heading into it, but I'm glad we're doing it. We're getting a new listener base from it, which is pretty cool. You get a whole lot more data and analytics, which I love. And it's been interesting kind of putting it all together. The video aspect, adding that extra dynamic, is a lot of fun. And quite honestly, I like something challenging in my off time too. And so just doing the editing process, like late at night with a whiskey right next to me and just going back and forth, oh, Tyler's talking, Chris is talking, Tyler's talking, Chris is talking.
Well, and the cool thing too is, I mean, we set it up and we have our own cameras and we're recording all this stuff. And Tyler's editing like the full long form episodes. Mm-hmm. And then we did partner and have Sway Creations set us up.
Yeah.
And they've been amazing helping us with like our short form content, which has definitely added another layer. Obviously not everyone can afford it. Not everyone needs it, but keep an eye out. Like, we always have promos going on,
mm-hmm.
and that's the best time to get something. Like, if anything is worth buying, you should definitely try and buy it on sale. So
yeah, especially these things that are more expensive on the long run, the ones that are actually good at it are typically able to offer a discount. So we can offer a discount as Cargo District Studios for the few things that we're doing. Sway Creations is able to offer a few discounts on the shorter form side for what they're doing. Give us a try, either Sway or ourselves or whatever the case may be. And if it works, awesome. You got in pretty cheap. And if it doesn't work, you tried it pretty cheap.
Yes. I mean, combined using Cargo District Studios and doing like quick, like short form series with Splay Creations, you're out way less money than if you had waited and waited and bought all of your own equipment. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I'd much rather be out like $100 to $200 than be out, you know, $600 and not like anything.
Right, yeah. And be like, hey, you know what? This podcast thing wasn't for me, and now you're out a few hundred. Or if you start a brand new studio, a few $10,000.
Yes. Ooh, that was...
Yeah, that's a big outlay.
Yeah. I will say, I think a studio for us is actually really nice because it gave us the opportunity to expand a little bit more and mm-hmm. not have to like set up in our like in our offices at the house, because not everyone has an office space.
Right.
And it kind of gave us the ability to like leave our house and set up and do something a little bit different. And you'll notice if you've been with us for years, and if you'll see some of the older videos showing up on our YouTube channel, like the evolution of the podcast studio.
Yeah.
Has been really fun, and it'll always be changing. We're never like, we're people who Tyler is always pushing something new, coming up with a new idea. Mm-hmm. And we're always trying to add something to the studio. Like you said, we added a camera, which is a nice investment because I know a lot of people want visual. I didn't realize that was a thing for a long time. I'm like, it's a podcast. I'm going to listen to it.
Right.
But apparently a lot of people watch it on video. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I applaud you guys who do that. Thank you.
It helps a lot. Yeah, and just changing, going to the video form too. Thanks, Joe Rogan, for starting that trend. Made it harder on everyone else. But it also shows who's really dedicated to it, who's actually serious about what they're doing. They're not like, if you're investing in the equipment and for video and editing to show up, like, you're probably going to do it. The person that just kind of throwing something together, they may last 1, 2, 3 episodes and then realize, you know what, this wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that us as Cargo District Studios, we do really well too, is anyone who starts with us typically stays around a while, just because before we even let you into the podcast, you're going to sit with us for an hour or two, develop the actual business plan for the podcast. And people get scared by the word business plan, right? And they're like, oh my yes. gosh, this is just a hobby. Well, you don't need to make money with a business plan, but you need to have an idea and a trajectory where you're going. If you want it to be successful, if you do want it to be around a while, it definitely is huge to sit down with someone who's been there, done that, and helped other podcasts to sit down and kind of create the roadway and the framework to make those right steps. Then you're not making all of the crazy mistakes that we did in the past.
Oh, those are very interesting. So transition wise, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
What is one mistake, quote unquote, that really was just a lesson that helped you grow in the podcast industry?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for our sponsor, the Leland Brewing Company, right over the bridge in Leland Township. Definitely check them out. It's a nice local spot with local beers that they're making on site, as well as some that aren't from the area. It is an amazing family-friendly location, and it's really nice. They got some greenery out back, as well as some nice food trucks that pop up every now and then. So give them a check out. Tell them that Whiskey and Wisdom sent you.
Taking too much time to educate, air quotes, myself on everything. I think that set us behind a little bit. Not that I think we're behind by any means, but I think we've taken too long to get the podcast up and running to what we probably should have been, to get the camera that we got. We spent a lot of time researching that too.
Yes, we did.
And so you need to do some research, but you don't want to do what I do a lot, which is paralysis analysis. So just getting paralyzed over everything that you could do. So you could go on YouTube, watch months worth of YouTube videos on how to start a podcast, and someone's going to tell you something different every single time.
Oh, 100%.
And you're just going to have to find the person. Hey, you know what? This is a podcast I really like. They did something based on, hey, what I want to do, and then just take it and go with it. Because really, there's no real wrong way to start a podcast other than not doing it. So find someone that you like, whether that's us or anyone else. Find something, model that, and go after it.
I Actually, I think the wrong way to start a podcast would be to scream into the microphone to start everyone. I feel like that'd be the worst way to start one. If I'm listening to music, I switch over to a podcast and I just hear like a pterodactyl screech.
Yeah.
I'd be so mad.
Unless you're a pterodactyl finding a podcast. So what was one lesson that you've learned over the past almost 2 years?
That's a great question. I agree with you that paralysis analysis is definitely a big thing. I feel like the biggest move that we learned was like finding help or asking for help. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's just a lot to do on top of like your main job.
Yeah.
Because we love the podcast, but it unfortunately doesn't pay us enough to quit our main jobs.
Right.
Now, if one day, you know, someone wants to support us, you know, invest in the podcast, you know, we do have ad spots. We would love that. But I think that's one of the things is just do it.
Yeah.
Like you said.
And the other thing too is, at least the people that we've run into, everyone's been super helpful. Mm-hmm. Anytime we needed help with anything, just reaching out and saying, hey, you know what? Like, this is the issue that I'm having. Like, is there something that you can do to help us out? Is this something you experienced before? What can we trade with you to have that give and take? And the relationships that we've built off of that, I think, is something else that's been huge. I think even beyond the success with the podcast has numbers wise, mm-hmm. just the relationships that have been built off of it.
I think that's a really good thing, is like just building relationships. I mean, our podcast is mainly us chit-chatting and interviewing people, but even if you have a podcast, it's just you and your best friend doing reading off Reddit or asking stupid questions and ranking stuff, which, yes, those are my favorite things to do. You still make connections with people.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you're not interviewing people doesn't mean you're not making connection. Like, someone's going to see your stuff and be like, oh, haha, I love that. And then you could randomly have like T-Pain like a video and you're like, well, I wonder if he'll answer a question. And he does actually answer a bunch of random stuff on his Twitch.
And that's another thing too. Like, podcasting is still a relatively small industry right now, especially when you compare it to YouTube. And there's new YouTubers popping off every day. There's billions of hours that are being consumed just on YouTube alone, not even considering all of the audio podcasts. There's a niche out there for you. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I've wanted to start a podcast, but I don't know on what, like, what makes you passionate? Like, what do you like love to talk about just on an average day anyway? But if you put a few microphones in your face and start talking about it and throw it up on Spotify.
Yeah, buddy. And yes, we do use Spotify and Apple Podcast and pretty much anything you could think to listen to your podcast on, we're there.
Yep.
Which is kind of cool. Maybe one day, eventually when we expand the studio, which is always a goal, we'll have the ability to do like live stream podcast.
Getting there.
Eventually.
That was the first step of the actual video camera that we got. So we have the capability to do it. We just don't have the bandwidth ourselves to get that going. We want to build out the community a little bit stronger before starting the live stream. The community is there listening over time, but just knowing like, hey, and especially to ask someone to like, hey, on a Sunday afternoon, come listen to us for 8 hours is a big ask. So we'll have to figure out a new way for the scheduling for that too. But that is definitely something on their horizon that we're thinking about and wanting to do. Another reason why I wanted to do it in Azalea Station today is we have been talking to them to hopefully start another spinoff of the podcast to do with Azalea Station. We're thinking about having like a coffee corner and a bourbon corner and bringing in baristas and cocktail artists and other whiskey aficionados and using this amazing space in here, because this space just lends itself to all types of creative artistry. And so if there's even anything that you do outside of what we do, if you need a space to use, hit up Azalea Station. It's beautiful in here. They have a full bar, coffee bar, and plenty of seating.
So much seating. I know a lot of people have used it for like event space. Mm-hmm. Like the girls from What's Up Wilmington have used it a few times. I've dropped in between recording sessions for people, And they'll be having, like, they had a fashion show in here one time. Mm,
that's right.
I know that someone's renting it out for, like, a Christmas party. So, like, it's a nice open space. You can fit easy 100 people in here.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, walking space and talking space. And you can kind of see the kind of the growth that this building has had with all the co-working areas in here. And it's kind of nice. I think it'll be a nice little corner or end cap to the cargo district eventually.
Yeah. And the space in general is actually really neat, just the history of it. So it was the post office first, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was a post office at one point, and then it was the Boys and Girls Club.
At some point also.
At some point. And now it's a co-working space. And it's funny, one of the owners actually kept a scoreboard that was in here, because this, believe it or not, used to be a gymnasium where we're sitting right now. And so they kept the scoreboard up there because Michael Jordan used to play in here. So he knows that my MJ put some points up on that scoreboard. So when you come in, make sure you look for the scoreboard that's in here.
I love that. I just like just having a little bit of history, a little bit of Wilmington in almost everything we do, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, which is another reason why it's called Azalea Station, is because this was the Azalea Station post office.
Yep. Throwback.
Yeah. So before I was here.
It was way back when, like, it might have been before I was around too.
Oh, wow.
It's been a minute. Well, if MJ played here, then yes, it was before I was a kid.
That's true.
Because he left in like the 80s.
Yeah.
So question, sir.
Yeah.
And we'll revisit this. We have like another big episode or something like that. But what has been your favorite whiskey this year?
Oh, this year.
See, I got him thinking.
Think about it now.
See, I don't know if you guys like it, but I love putting together like our episodes where we just kind of check off like the things we've done over the year, like a recap episode.
I think my favorite Seas whiskeys that we did, and it's only because like I actually got to visit the distilleries, was when I went down to Charleston and brought all those whiskeys back. Mm. So to be able to actually sit down and try them with Chris and our guest and talk about them that way was very interesting. I was able to actually taste them, because when you're there and you're doing it, you kind of taste it one way, because you're like, you just went, and it was going from meeting the owners and the distillers to taking the tour, coming back, having more chit chat, and then also tasting it with them talking to you. It's really interesting. I recommend it 100%, but you don't actually just sit down and really just take it in with the whiskey itself until you're sitting down and just only focusing on that. Mm-hmm. So that was something that was interesting, because it kind of opened my eyes back up to what I had had. Mm-hmm. So how about you?
Mine was not on the podcast. just because I couldn't afford it to have it over here all the time. We went by the Starling a couple months ago, and they had a Macallan rare cask. I think it was like a 25-year or something like that.
Woo, that does sound good.
It was delicious. My wife doesn't really drink whiskey or scotch or any of that mess, and she was like, I kind of want some more of this. So, yes, it was a little bit expensive because they're rare bottles and harder to find. But I think that was one of the few times that I was like, yep, that was worth the pour.
I don't think I've had that one. I think I've had Macallan 18 before, I believe.
Yeah.
But never a 25.
It was either 20, 25. It's, if you go into the Starling, it's definitely on like their second shelf. Mm-hmm. Which, it's one of the few bars where like, their shelving doesn't like equate to anything. It's just because like, oh, hey, we have room to fit a tall bottle here.
Right.
Cause I know you go into like some bars and you're like, oh, let me get some top shelf. And there I've randomly picked off something from the top shelf and it was like $18.
Yeah.
So I love it, because I think in general, going and trying new whiskeys outside of the podcast is fun, because I don't know what to expect.
Right. Yeah, something completely different. That's something that I enjoy doing over at Rounds, actually. So they started a new flight deal. Mm. So there's going to be two different flights that they're going to have. It's going to be the same flight for a whole month. So they're going to have a $20 flight and a $40 flight.
What's the difference?
the level of bourbon and whiskey that you get. Mm-hmm. So the $20 flight is going to be some stuff that's a little bit cheaper. Cheaper in the sense of like expensive bourbons.
No, we say less expensive.
Less expensive. You're right. And the $40 is going to be the higher end whiskeys and bourbons that they're bringing on. So I had my first one for last month, a couple weeks ago. And that's when I tried the Old Raleigh, which we featured on our Instagram as our whiskey of the week a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And that was really good too. And so being able to try a few, even on the $20 side, some pretty expensive bourbons to give them a try against other ones too and kind of pick out the flavors. Because when you're at that level, you can start telling difference in flavors a little bit more as opposed to like a Jack Daniels or a Jameson.
Also true. I do have a question for the listeners, the viewers. We would love like your input on things that you would like to see on the podcast. Do you like a little bit more description about the whiskeys we're doing? Like, would you like a little short form for us to post somewhere else? I mean, as you've already seen, we do kind of have like the mini series of, you know, what can I make with our bartenders from around the Cargo District and around downtown. Mm-hmm. Do you like that? We'd love it. Like, go ahead. If you like those on Instagram, it kind of showcases and lets us know like, hey, you know, we should do a few more of these.
Yeah.
Cause it's outside of our normal episodes. And if we get enough traction and people kind of like it, we'll definitely do more. I mean, we have more planned, but
right.
We always want to steer extra towards stuff that you guys like.
Yeah. Put a little extra effort on those type of things. And what type of guests do you like when we bring them on too? Mm-hmm. So it does seem like a lot of you have enjoyed the holistic living type of podcast that we've had on over the past 2023, kind of scattered in. Yes. Those have done extremely well for us. So it seems like that's something you're interested in. But what else are you guys interested in that you want us to start bringing more people on? But that's one other thing that's really interesting now too, is since we have the viewership, we can reach out to more people now, which is great. So if there's someone that you're like, hey, you know what? I really wish I could hear this person speak that's around Southeast North Carolina, Myrtle Beach area, whatever the case may be, if it's within a decent demographic of us, we can probably reach out and talk to them. And even if it's not, we have some Sway Creations has hooked us up with a few gamers. That would have been a lot of fun to bring them on. They actually have a few contacts within the NFL. So like, it doesn't even matter if it is relatively local. If there's someone that you're interested in us talking to, let us know and we'll do our best.
Yep. I mean, now that we're expanding the setup, we do have the opportunity to do more virtual calls. Mm-hmm. I mean, we like doing it in person because that way I can see your face when you try a whiskey you've never had before. But I mean, we're down for everything. So
caught me mid-sip.
Got him. So, I mean, this was just a nice, quick, short episode we wanted to do. Keep you guys in the loop and, you know, just give you some like ideas of what a podcast is kind of like. I would suggest that you Venmo me or send Tyler some money to buy me a drink. My birthday is on Thanksgiving this year. So
that's,
you
know, right.
Shout outs. It's in a couple weeks. If you go to one of my favorite bars, you can buy me a gift card or tell them to put it on my tab. I would also enjoy that.
Sounds good. I think that's some good shout outs there. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to us. Hopefully we've one, inspired you to create your own podcast, two, learned what it's like behind the scenes of what we're doing here, and three, to see what we believe is success in what we're doing and what we hope to accomplish over the next year or two.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Follow us. I'm sure you're doing it already, but check out our social media. All of our episodes are on pretty much every podcast website forum you can find. We are on YouTube now. I do have a new Instagram, which is like Wisdom Watches and Whiskey.
Yeah.
Or I'm posting more watches that I get in at my real job, as well as talking. I'll start talking a little bit more about whiskey and dropping in tidbits from the podcast too, which will be kind of fun.
Yeah. Get some more behind the scenes that way as well. Well, thank you so much. And if you are subscribed to Apple Podcast or Spotify right now, if you can also go on and subscribe to the YouTube, that would be huge to help us out a lot. I do appreciate you on the other podcast apps doing that. That's helped us out a lot in the past. So now with the new push towards YouTube, if you can go and hit that subscribe button, that'd be amazing too.
Yep. As per usual, like, comment, share, subscribe. Goodbye.
Cheers.
Cheers.